Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2026. Make Short Workouts More Effective by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, take time first thing to visualize an incredible day. Robin Howard. Now that quote is perfect based on what we were talking about on yesterday's episode. That was episode 2025. We were talking about the benefits of deep belly breathing. Yesterday's author mentioned that why not start our day with 10 deep belly breaths? And I would say, why not start our day not only with 10 deep belly breaths, but also a visualization of having an incredible day. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Make Short Workouts More Effective by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. I'm not going to bother working out today because I'd only have 30 minutes by the time I got to the gym. Statements like that really burn my biscuits. Equally frustrating is the I don't have time to work out comment from individuals who think performing a quick strength training workout 3 times per week isn't worth the effort or the brief time commitment. More is better. More is necessary is what they've been mistakenly led to believe. Doing a 20-minute workout will always be better than not working out at all. Not only are short workouts better than nothing, they do provide benefits. Choosing to perform a 20-minute workout instead of skipping the gym feeds the all-important workout habit that must be forged for long-term success. This decision helps to firmly anchor physical activity as an integral component of one's life, not something that's optional under ideal circumstances. This benefit should not be overlooked or underestimated. Furthermore, research has demonstrated short strength training workouts can be effective for strength gains and improvements in endurance. Due to the limited amount of training volume possible in a short workout, they are not optimal for building the greatest amount of muscle, but a few strategies can be used to combat this and to make short workouts even more effective overall. 4 tips to make short workouts more effective. When time to work out is sparse, there are a few tips that can be used to ensure you achieve a training effect, meaning get stronger, improve your conditioning, and build muscle, and reap the best results from quick strength training workouts. 1. Omit lengthy, non-specific warm-ups. If you're accustomed to performing numerous mobility drills before workouts, you may hesitate to apply this advice. In lieu of mobility drills, perform additional light warm-up sets for the exercises. For example, if a workout begins with squats, perform a few sets of squats between the 5 to 8 rep range with an empty barbell or just your body weight if necessary. Then proceed with the usual warm-up sets. You may be surprised how effective this simple warm-up method is. Not only will the movements feel better, as many people have reported, because of the specificity and extra practice, but you'll save time. 2. Limit rest periods between sets and exercises. If you need to get in and out of the gym in, say, half an hour, don't rest longer than necessary between sets and exercises. Keep the pace fairly quick. This will limit performance a bit since fatigue won't have as much time to dissipate as when using longer rest periods, but you'll adapt to it. Limiting rest periods allows more training volume, think more sets, to be performed in a short period. This can be accomplished with the next tip. 3. Use time-saving methods like non-competing supersets. A superset consists of two exercises performed in alternating fashion. The non-competing part implies exercises that don't directly work the same muscle groups. For example, performing an upper body pushing exercise like a bench press and supersetting that with an upper body pulling exercise like a dumbbell row. Supersets allow each muscle group to have more time to recover while getting more work done in the same amount of time. Pair together non-competing exercises and keep the rest periods to 30 to 60 seconds after each set. For example, here would be a sample superset routine for the upper body. Bench press, 6 to 10 reps. Rest for 30 seconds. Dumbbell row for 6 to 10 reps. Rest for 30 seconds. Bench press again, 6 to 10 reps. Rest for 30 seconds. Dumbbell row again, 6 to 10 reps, then rest for 30 seconds. And finally, you guessed it, bench press again, 6 to 10 reps, rest for 30 seconds, and end with dumbbell row for another 6 to 10 reps. The superset method allows, in this example, the performance of 3 sets for each exercise in a matter of minutes. This is a great way to acquire more training volume for each muscle group without having to spend more time in the gym. Circuits, meaning 3 or more exercises performed in alternating fashion, can also be used, but this can be difficult if you train in a crowded gym and need to use multiple pieces of equipment. And 4, work hard. If you only have time to perform 2 or 3 sets for an exercise, then pushing those sets closer to failure is useful. Failure means the point when another repetition with proper technique and range of motion isn't possible. Ending a set when one more rep is possible is a great target. Don't attempt reps you're not confident you can complete. Think of it like high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, and low-intensity steady-state cardio. High-intensity interval training workouts can be completed in a matter of minutes, but the trade-off for a minimum time investment is that the effort must be high. Low-intensity, steady-state cardio doesn't use a high level of effort, so it must be done for a longer period to reap benefits. To have an effective strength training workout within 20 to 30 minutes, push each set hard. Leave 1 to 2 reps in reserve. Push each set hard is not a license to use incorrect form, to eke out an extra rep, or to struggle to the point it feels like an eyeball is going to pop out of your skull, or you're spraying spit like a sprinkler from the level of exertion. That's unsanitary and unnecessary. When to use short workouts. Don't make the mistake of thinking short workouts are only useful when you can devote little time to strength training. They can be strategically beneficial too, like in these examples. 1, during a high stress period. If you're experiencing an unusually stressful time, you should continue working out, but piling on tons of extra stress may not be appropriate. This is when short, intense workouts are useful, so you can still train and get results, but without adding too much stress. 2, as a change of pace from time-consuming, high-volume programs. If you've been performing workouts that take an hour or more to complete, and you're beginning to feel burned out, shorter, more intense workouts could be the change needed to enjoy working out again, or as a mental and physical break before another high volume phase. 3, when strength training is used to complement a sport or hobby. For example, if you're training to compete in a race. For some, strength training is a tool to make them better at their sport or hobby. When strength training is used to complement another activity, shorter workouts may be a great option so you can reap the benefits of training without accumulating too much fatigue, and thus interfering with training for your sport or hobby. And 4, to build or strengthen the workout habit. Knowing a workout will be done within 30 minutes is great incentive for someone who would otherwise not bother strength training if they thought it was necessary to spend at least an hour working out. Short workouts may also be best for strength training beginners, or anyone who doesn't want to dedicate much time to training, but wants to make it a lifestyle habit. Now that you know when short workouts can be used, let's look at a couple sample strength training workouts that can be completed in 30 minutes or less. Try these short, effective workouts. Here are two workouts that can be completed in half an hour or less. Alternate the two provided workouts, performing a total of 3 per week on non-consecutive days. Exercise 1. Squat for 3-4 sets with 8-12 reps each set. Rest 2 minutes between each set. Exercise 2A. Bench press for 3-4 sets with 8-12 reps each set and rest for 30 seconds. And exercise 2B. One arm dumbbell row for 3-4 sets with 8-12 reps per arm and rest for 30 seconds. Perform exercises 2A and 2B as a superset. Workout 2. Exercise 1, Romanian deadlift for 3-4 sets at 8-12 reps. Rest 2 minutes between sets. Exercise 2A, cable pull down or chin up 3-4 sets for 8-12 reps. Rest 30 seconds. And exercise 2B, standing barbell press, 3-4 sets for 8-12 reps, rest for 30 seconds. Perform exercises 2A and 2B as a superset. Dumbbell exercises can also be used if that's all you have available or if that's what you prefer. Regardless of whether you don't have much time to strength train, you don't want to spend much time strength training, or you want to use strength training to complement another endeavor, I hope you see how effective short workouts can be. You just listened to the post titled, Make Short Workouts More Effective by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I became a huge fan of supersets about 15 years ago. The personal trainer that I hired at the time introduced me to them. His favorite exercise? Pull-ups. He would try and challenge me. He would say, if you can do more pull-ups than me right now, your next session is free. So after almost every exercise, we would go over to the pull-up bar and I would try and perform as many as I could. At the time, pull-ups were my weakest movement. I couldn't even perform one when we started. My trainer had to help me get my chin over the bar. But by the time I finished my month of training with him, it became one of my strengths. Now, I wish I could say that by the end, I was able to perform more pull-ups than my trainer, but I couldn't. But the fact that he helped me turn a weakness into a strength in such a short time was a win no matter what, and provides just another example of how supersets can be really, really helpful. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.